I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A federal jury has found Birmingham Healthcare CEO Jonathan Dunning guilty on 98 counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, bank fraud, and money laundering. According to AL.com, jurors began deliberating last Tuesday afternoon and finally reached a verdict on Friday. Dunning was acquitted on another 14 counts. Prosecutors argued Dunning took millions of dollars in grant money meant for treating the poor and homeless at Birmingham Healthcare and Central Alabama Comprehensive Health and then diverted that money into his own businesses. They say Dunning continued to profit from the two agencies even after he stepped down as CEO by setting up companies to contract with the clinic for services and for lease agreements with the clinic's buildings. Dunning's defense was that there was nothing wrong with his clinic contracting out services or renting buildings, even with a former employee. Dunning and his attorneys declined to comment on the jury's verdict. Sentencing has not yet been scheduled. June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alabama-Florida Panhandle chapter of the Alzheimer's Association is hosting what's called the Longest Day. Supporters of the campaign will spend the day doing things like planting flowers, going bowling, and holding silent auctions to raise money to help Alzheimer's patients. Amy Johnson is the chapter spokeswoman. She says the event is meant to bring families together who struggle with Alzheimer's disease to do the activities that they enjoy doing.
The Longest Day is an event that's very symbolic. So the summer solstice this year is on June 20th, and people who are living with Alzheimer's and their caregivers, every day is the longest day. And so we have people that are raising money throughout that day, and they're doing it in honor of their loved ones.
Volunteers are set up for the event to help with the activities. There are currently 10 teams of volunteers in the Birmingham area. Anyone interested in forming a volunteer group or who would like more information on the event can call the chapter's helpline. Alabamians have until mid-July to apply for alligator hunting tags. The Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has opened registration for its 11th annual alligator hunt. Chris Nix is a biologist with the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. He says there will be a total of 260 tags permitted this year.
We've got four separate areas throughout the state, and each person can register for each zone one time. And there's a set number of tags designated for each zone. You have to be either a resident of Alabama or a lifetime license holder of Alabama.
Applicants can apply for all four zones in which the tags are distributed. The drawing will take place on July 12th, and applicants will be able to check their selection status on the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources website. Now for today's forecast.
Today marks the first official day of summer, and it's definitely going to feel like it out there with highs this afternoon getting into the 90s and humidity back on the increase, so it's going to feel even warmer thanks to those dew points being on the rise. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping down to the 60s, and for tomorrow, once again, temperatures getting into the 90s. I'm WVUA's Reggie Rokes, and that's your local forecast.